Clarence, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm well.
Tell me, what is the Christian Labor Association?
The Christian Labor Association is, we're a union. It's an association of affiliated locals throughout the United States. We are a national organization.
So who are some of the organizations that you represent in the state of Michigan?
We have an assortment of construction industry on the east side of the state and west side of the state, and our office represents also in northern Indiana, throughout the United States. We have three offices total, basically.
What is the difference between the CLA and the AFL-CIO or the other unions?
Well, we are an independent union. We're not affiliated with the AFL-CIO. And that is something by choice. Since our beginnings in 1931, there's been a we've always been independent, and we operate a little differently than that.
Well, I the differences between your union and other unions are drastic. The union dues, just tell the basic differences, and the Christian is in there. So you're a faith-based organization.
Correct. Yes, we are rooted in a faith base, but it is not something that we've ever imposed our religiosity, on any of the members. They're free to believe in whatever form they wish. Some of the other differences is, where many of your dues monies with the AFL unions go towards. Funding of political candidates and education, that and a good portion of it goes to that. We do not do that with our dues. Our dues go for direct operational expenses and the running of the organization.
So your focus is giving folks, a group of workers, the right to have representation for meetings with management. Because of the Christian background, you're looking to be a little bit more ethical. Do you ever find that's a challenge that with people?
Not at all. I think we originally might get questions from people time to time about, how does the Christianity fall into play with that? Or is this, but it really doesn't. Actually, it's probably more of an enhancement. I think, by our belief system and philosophy of cooperative labor relations, it's very compatible. So, I have had a few people from time to time over the years, question about our name and wondering if in the modern age we should change our name to something else or water down the name Christian, and just a thought that they had, but it's not it wasn't something that convicted them personally, but wondering if that affected our marketing basically.
Well, just like any union, the CLA will negotiate contracts, settle work disputes, provide health and retirement benefits, conduct membership meetings. You do negotiations, as we just mentioned, but union dues are paid that are paid into you, cover office expenses, national organization wage and salary expenses, scholarships, the same kind of things, but you are not supporting any political issues, any political people, any political parties.
That's correct. That's correct.
And that's got to save thousands and thousands of dollars to people who are looking for a union.
Well, we would like to think so. That anyone can look at government websites that post LM reports of the end of the year statements for all the area unions and including ours, and you can see some of the differences on paper as far as what those costs are. Dues and revenue generation is like any other business. It's vital that you have enough funds to exist and run your operations. But when you look at the LM reports, and I encourage listeners to do that, you can find out exactly how much the other unions are charging, and not just on a flat dues rate, but some charge for operational permits, if you will, or a percentage of the gross profits. of your wages, and could be anywhere from 1 to 5% of your gross wages gets per month gets taxed. In addition to that, if you're working, we'd like to think we're a fairly good value for the money.
Well, Clarence, I actually had information about you forwarded to me from a business owner who had to find a union because he thought that his workers and his business was missing out on union-only work or business ventures that were doing construction that wanted union workers, and he thought he was missing out on a lot of work. But he told me that he was spending thousands and thousands a month on union dues, and with the CLA, he now spends hundreds a month.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, that's not surprising. And again, this is more of the construction industry, which is different than the service industry sectors. And there's a little bit more money out there in the field, it gets pretty competitive with the other unions. It's not, I know and receive regular calls from people in the service sectors that the unions literally walk away from them, don't return their phone calls, don't engage them and looking at organizing because they know that there's probably not as much money in it as there might be in the construction field.
Well, we've got two more questions for you. Number one, are you guys educated enough? Are you experienced enough to run with the big dogs when it comes to unions?
Well, we have been since 1931, and some of the battles we've had over the years have been pretty significant. We've been vandalized and targeted, and some of the unions find creative ways in our competition to try to bring us down. We don't have a And I just want to, say too, it's not like we have a axe to grind with our competitors. I come from a Teamster background myself, and I had very good experiences in that as a steward and a chief steward, and the people that I worked with and the business reps were very reputable people. But our philosophies are different, and we have a different way of doing things. But some of our competitors are really out to decimate. They're not just out to compete against us as a union. They would love nothing better than for us to just disappear.
And, really? Do you have evidence of this? Do you find yourself going to law enforcement?
Yes, we have. Actually, I have the last example I had was about a year ago. One of the locals out of Illinois basically was stalking my secretary and was trying to engage us in inappropriate activities. And they basically came all the way from Illinois and planned a whole day around trying to harass us. So it was... And police were called. Law enforcement was put on notice. We've had FBI involvement in the past. It's been relatively quiet this for the last year, but we have had some significant law enforcement involvement.
What do you do to get new shops on board? Do you actually go to other businesses and talk to them?
Yes, we will openly solicit ourselves. We follow up on phone calls that we receive. It's an assortment of all different people from general interest. Many times it starts with a person that's having a specific difficulty or an issue, and they're in a non-union environment right now, and they're looking for some legal advice. They're looking for some ways to help them or their coworker situation out, and it oftentimes blossoms from that, and they start looking at it. Maybe we need to do something, take the next step.
So how many members does the CLA have now?
Total nationally, we're still small. We're under 2,000 members in our Michigan office. I'm close to about 950.
And for more people who want more information about the CLA, where do they go, Clarence?
A couple different sources. They can call my office, and I can give the number. Is area code 616-772-9164, or they can look at our website. It's www.cla-usa.com. They could Google Christian Labor Association and find us as well.
Clarence Merrill, the national president for the Christian Labor Association. Thanks so much, Clarence.
Thank you very much, Tony.